Worship at Hand, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Starting to lead worship. This is the last of 10 updated posts that aim to give people new to leading worship the tools and confidence to get started. Experienced worship leaders will also find useful information in these posts. The first 3 posts explore what's in your toolbox. The last 7 posts provide guidance for constructing a service. 2 sample services led by Philip. Introduction. In this last post in the Starting to Lead Worship series, I offer 2 of my services as working examples of how to apply the principles outlined in the previous posts. These examples are intended to be practical and transparent, with usable ideas that you can adapt for your own context. I hope this post will help you to see how AI tools like ChatGPT can support sermon writing and liturgy creation, get inspired by fresh, context-sensitive ideas for introducing the theme visually or interactively, learn from my comments on what worked well and what didn't in actual services, access downloadable materials to adapt for your own worship setting, evaluate the impact of theological themes and visual storytelling in designing services. For each of these services, I provide links to download, view, or listen to the congregation's version of the order of service, my leader's version of the order of service, which includes notes to myself and the full text of the sermon. I use larger text and print this version to lead from, a Facebook live stream video of the whole service, lower resolution to keep download file sizes down, an MP3 audio file of the readings and sermon, an MP3 audio file of the entire service. For both services, I used ChatGPT to generate the prayers and liturgy, except for the Tereo Lord's Prayer and the Grace, and to help shape and polish the sermon. I encourage you to consider critically whether this AI-generated liturgy is valid and effective. In my experience, it is, and the congregation accepted and participated in the prayers and liturgy as they normally would. Note, I don't read aloud the bold subheadings that ChatGPT includes in the sermon text, but I do find them helpful for reminding me of the flow and context of each section while I'm presenting the sermon. Service 1, Sunday, 12th of January, 2025, Epiphany 1. Bible readings, Luke chapter 3, 15-17 and 21-22. Acts chapter 8, 14-17. Theme, Preparing the Way, 2 Paths. I knew that I wanted to share with the congregation the poem John the Baptist by Clive Sansom from The Witnesses and Other Poems, which I've performed in the past with Drama Christi, the drama group based at our church. The poem offers another perspective on John and helps us to imagine what it was like to be there when Jesus was approaching. I treated the poem as another scripture reading. There's a real sense in the Gospels that it was important to show John the Baptizer as being less important than Jesus, and I wanted to discuss this in the sermon. John's and Jesus' missions were related but different, and I also discussed this in the sermon. I extended this idea into the theme that we have 2 different paths to choose from at the start of a new year. To introduce the theme, we attempted a water relay activity. 6 adults and children participated. Although it ran longer than expected and lost a bit of momentum, it still managed to create a physical, visual moment that reinforced the idea of the Spirit helping us to work together. Musically, the Waiata Wairua Tapu, which the congregation had learned the previous year, was a perfect fit. I generated the cover image using ChatGPT. Service 2, Sunday, 23 March 2025, Lent 3. Bible readings, Psalm 63 and Luke 13, 1-9. Theme, Thirsting for Life, Growing Good Fruit in Dry Times. This service focused on spiritual thirst and resilience during dry seasons. I performed my original song, Psalm 63, arranged for two guitar parts with Heather. Guitarists, I dropped my bottom E string to D for a deeper tone, which meant using non-standard fingering. Heather played with a capo on fret 7 with alternative chords for a lighter texture. I did fluff the intro and had to restart, but that's real life. We also included a lovely setting of There's a Wideness in God's Mercy by local composer Jonathan Bacan. To help the congregation sing confidently, I asked the organist to play through the refrain and first verse before we joined in. For the introducing the theme section, I used two simple but effective activities, a bowl of water and a bell. Everyone came forward and took part. These were two of the 10 options generated by ChatGPT. They worked well as parallel experiences and were easy to set up. I adjusted my usual order of service sequence so that the readings came before the introducing the theme activity and second hymn, which made better narrative sense for this service. I found it challenging to link the psalm and gospel readings, but prompting ChatGPT for connections helped. I also brought in a personal touch. I held up two large tomatoes I'd grown in my deck garden and used them as a symbol of fruitfulness in tough times. People enjoyed this visual element. Conclusion. These two services show how the planning principles discussed in this series come to life in practice. From interactive activities and contextual sermon illustrations to thoughtful liturgy and music choices, each element contributes to a rich worship experience. We also saw how AI tools can be allies in creativity and preparation without replacing our voice or discernment. These examples remind us that worship is both art and offering, something we shape with care and through which God continues to speak. The full content of this series and lots more worship ideas are included in my book, The Creative Worship Leader's Toolbox, available in print and ebook formats. Ngā mihi.